Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video, but I'm not a racist. Well, not yet anyways. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, there's a lot of stupid shit out there that makes you really want to be a fucking racist. Yes, it's really the fucking stupid people. Yes, some races have more stupid people than others. Just saying. Hell, all the fucking minorities have their stupid people. Wetbacks have their fucking minorities. Their niggers have their fucking their stupid people. So yeah, every race has their fucking nigger. Even a nigger said that to me once. So pretty much what it means that if you're stupid, I hate your fucking guts and you should drink some antifreeze. Yes, it's just a suggestion, but I know I'm stupid, so whatever, right? Anyways, let's move on. Oh yes, I have a clip of fucking Jews doing fucking shitty ass shit. Yes, humans, they are not. In my opinion, of course, they do some really fucked up things. You better probably wonder, what do you mean, Gonzo? Well, let's go to New York City. Yes, it's Jew City there. Oh yes, so fun. You're gonna see the stuff that's happening over there. Yes, the blood will flow with the blood of non-believers or whatnot. Well, let's continue, because this is just me rambling. Yes, friends, remember that video that I made about Cackleport? Yeah, not fucking Kakarot, the fucking Dragon Ball Z. No, it has nothing to do with that. That's what they get the chickens and they kill chickens. Yes, because in Hebrew, rooster and man is the same word. So they think they could trick God by killing the chicken and transferring their sins on the fucking animal so they get absolved of the sins. Yes, fucking Jews, man. They try to fucking do all kinds of stupid, dirty tricks just to get away with shit. And they think they could trick God, like God is that fucking stupid, right? Right? Whatever. Anyways, let's continue.
Look at the blood on the ground. Look at all this blood. This isn't a public street. A teenager.
Oh yeah, I bet this fucking kid's seen all kinds of shit. The baby sacrificing and all that crap? Yeah, this ain't shit to this little kid. Nope, nope, nope. Just saying. Oh yes, friends, if you think I'm putting this shit on YouTube or on Rumble, you're fucking mistaken. This shit can't go up there. So yes, this is a MGTOW.TV exclusive. And now that I could download freely, I'm gonna put this shit. So yeah, those guys are fucking dumb faggots. So you guys from MGTOW.TV, enjoy. Yeah, and fuck Jews. And this little kid looks like a faggot. I bet he sucks good dick. Anyway, let's continue with the story.
We're working at a slaughterhouse right here in the middle of the street in New York City. This is disgusting.
I got chickens and all kinds of stuff in my property, and I have to do all that stuff. But I eat my chickens. I don't fucking do that to absolve my sins. Yeah, I'm proud of my sins. Yeah, the good stuff and the bad stuff, that's what makes you you. Yeah, you gotta embrace even the piece of shit stuff that you do. You like it or not, that is you, so don't run from your what you are. If you're a shitty person, then you should fix that and make yourself better, right? Don't be a fucking faggot and hide and do stupid shit. Just a word of advice, just saying, and I'm practicing what I preach. Yeah, I've done some questionable things in my past, so, you know, atonement is... that's a personal thing, so whatever. Let's continue.
This is ridiculous. All these people just watching, I don't see one person crying.
Holy fuck, look at this fucking creature. This fucking creature looks like something that comes out of a fucking cartoon or some kind of shit. You know what this motherfucker looks like? He looks like one of the villagers from fucking Minecraft. Look at this guy with the big old fucking schnoz that he has. God damn it. Yeah, man, the Jews have big nose so they can get all that free air, right? Just saying. Well, you better continue before I... Oh, yeah, it's MGTOW.TV. They don't give a fuck about Jews, just like I don't. So, hey, man, Jews don't give a fuck about the Goy, so what should a Goy give a fuck about Jews, right? Just saying.
I don't see anyone who looks sad. This is just absolute insane.
I guess this dude doesn't realize, yeah, the guy that's filming this shit, he doesn't realize that these Jews, it's just another day for them. They don't care. Yeah, if they think humans are lower than them, and they're there to serve them, what do you think they think about these chickens? Yeah, man. No, they think these things are lower than dirt, so, yeah. You can put that in your pipe and smoke it. Just saying.
Insanity. Absolute insanity. In the middle of New York City.
You know what's fucking crazy? There's all these kids around here and these chickens are getting slaughtered. Yeah. And you know what's the funny thing? That these Jews are probably molesting these little kids. But who gives a fuck? It is their kids, so kids are your property and you do whatever the fuck whatever you want to do, in my opinion. But if you do that shit, it does have consequences, but you know, it is what it is. Fuck Jews, in my opinion, but whatever. I guess I better continue before I put my foot more up my ass or my mouth. Whatever. Anyways.
Look at this! Look at this! Are you kidding me? And they call this a mitzvah. They say this is a good deed.
How the fuck is that a good deed? You fucking Jews believe that's just a good deed to kill fucking creatures just because you have fucking a dirty fucking mind and you want to do your sins? You're fucked up. You're a piece of shit, in my opinion, of course, but whatever. Let's continue.
This kid is a slaughterhouse worker in the middle of the street in New York City. This is Division and Lee in Brooklyn, New York. And there's a trash can right there overflowing with dead bodies.
That's some crazy shit. If these motherfuckers are doing this shit to chickens, imagine what the hell they're doing to the people over there in Gaza. Yeah, man. Oh, I seen the videos and it's fucked up. I seen one video of a little kid. Two kids. They're probably brother and sister. The little boy, most likely the boy's dead. But the little girl's still alive, but she's not any better. Yeah, I seen the little girl screaming and she was clutching her stomach. Do you know why? Because the stomach was split open and the guts were coming out. It looked like chorizo. If you don't know what chorizo is, that's a Mexican sausage link. And they're pretty fucking tasty, but not when it's coming out of your guts. That's fucked up. But anyways, let's continue.
Overflowing with dead bodies. And everyone's complicit. Everyone's complicit. They think it's funny. They think it's awesome. They think that they're superior to us because we don't participate in crap like this.
Now, these people are just psychotic proto-humans. They should have went extinct with the dodo bird. Yeah, these people are Neanderthals, and they keep on bringing their ooga booga shit from fucking back from the past all the way to the modern fucking world. Like, what the fuck, man? This shit needs to be stopping. Yeah, I think they're older than Abos, but who the fuck knows, right? I don't know. I'm just a wetback. Let's continue.
This is just unreal. Oh my god. Collecting the dead bodies.
I swear, these people are ghouls. They're some kind of comic book villains. The shit that they do. Yeah, man. Don't do this shit. This is a public service announcement. Please don't hurt animals unless you're gonna eat them, okay?
They had to start a new trash can of dead chickens because that other one's overflowing. Look how back up they are. They have all this staff over there. They have all these people processing the bodies and they can't even keep up pace with all the chickens that they're killing.
Yeah, you're killing all these chickens out of your stupid, misguided beliefs. Yeah, doesn't your beliefs tell you that you're the chosen people, that you own the world, and that everyone else are inferior to you? Yeah, and where is that fucking logic fucking process that you're percolating your mind leading you? Yeah, your thought process is flawed. But apparently, I'm the one that's stupid. What do you think, fellas? Are you stupid, or am I stupid? Or a combination of both? I don't know. I guess the whole world is fucking retard, because we all fucking follow this shit, right? When is this thing gonna change? I don't know. Let's continue and watch and see what happens, right?
And we just take this. We just let this happen. There's never been a mass uprising against us. Why are you all so heartless? Why do you not care?
Yes. Jews think that they are God's chosen people, so they're the pinnacle of humanity. They're the ones that sit on the throne and everyone else is trash. Yes, they think they know better, and you're just a dumb son of a bitch that needs to suck dick and die. And what do you have to say about that? Are you gonna do that? I personally, I am not. I don't know, are you gonna suck a dick? I'm not, so act accordingly, just saying.
You act like you're at a soccer game or something. This is ridiculous.
Who knows? Maybe this kid will bust a Nazi and bite the chicken heads off. Yeah, go. Yeah. Or maybe he'll fucking hike it and fucking slam it on the floor like a football or something. Who knows? Yeah. These people have some weird fucking customs. Yeah. Wetbacks have fucking customs too, but nothing like that. Yeah. When we kill something, we eat it. McMenudo, chicken. Chicken's good. You ever had mole? Mole is fucking awesome. But yeah, these guys wouldn't eat shit like that because it won't be kosher. If this is what kosher is, I'll think I'll pass.
Kid is covered in blood. He can't be more than...
Well, remember, guy, these people are Jews. It's a good thing that this kid's covered in blood, not semen. Just saying.
I'm like 14 years old and he's covered in blood.
What the fuck is he using? Is he using a straight razor? You know those razors you used to shave your face? Those old ass razors? God damn it, man. What the fuck? Are these guys fucking gangsters now? Yeah, well, it is New York, so I guess. Whatever.
Come picture from there also. I'm not in his way. I'm not in your way. I'm in the street right.
Yeah, I've noticed that's one of their Jew tactics. They get in your face and they get all aggressive towards you, and then they accuse you of you being aggressive towards them. Yeah, they get in your face and go, oh yeah, la 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 la, and it's them doing all that shit. They're like, what the fuck? Yeah, those are Jew tactics. Pay attention, friends. You might need this to use against them. Oh yes, I use a lot of Jewish tactics. Hey, if you can't beat them, fucking learn from them and fight fire with fire. What, you think I want to join those fucking cocksuckers? Who the hell you think I am? Fucking Donald Trump? Ew. Fuck that shit.
I'm not getting in your way. I'm not getting in your way.
You can't see from here also. You have to come in.
Oh, look, a sex offending rabbi. Or more of a fucking rapist fucking Santa Claus, right? Holy shit. Yeah, this motherfucker is more like a demon, so he has like the goat feet, right? So he looks more like a satyr. Yeah, he's a sex offending goat. Oh, that's a fun time to do, right? He comes out like Peter Pan, or Pan, whatever you call that fucker, and then he starts molesting you. Fun times indeed. Well, let's continue.
I'm trying to show people exactly what's going on with the chickens. I'm in the street just like you're in the street. It's no different. It's no different.
You know what, fucking Rabbi Stupid? If you want people to know your business, then why the hell you do it out in the open? Yeah, don't you have your fucking synagogues and shit? Go do that bullshit in there. Yeah, out of sight and out of mind. But no, because you think you own the world, you could do it out in the open. Yeah, these motherfuckers are so fucking arrogant and fucking twisted. Yeah, they're telling you, ha ha ha, fuck you, goy. I'm gonna do this in front of you. What are you gonna do about it? Well, apparently nothing, because people are fucking pussies until they don't. You'll see, when it happens, it happens. Enjoy.
You guys are lucky people let you get away with this.
You know what? Can you appreciate the irony that this is a chicken holocaust? And it's perpetuated by Jews! Fun times indeed. It's just bullshit that these fools could do whatever the hell they want, but not because they have the internet. Everybody could see this shit out in the open. Yeah, like how the Rodney King beatings were? Yeah, people didn't see that shit before, but now that you see this, it's everywhere. It's like, what the fuck? Yeah, once you see it, you can't unsee it. Yeah, friends, this bullshit is everywhere, but hopefully people will stand up to these people's bullshit. Oh yes, it will be glorious when people actually get tired of this shit. Oh yes, hopefully they find a place to go to Mars or some other place where they could run away, because I don't think they have a place to hide here in the good old fucking planet Earth. What do you guys think? Where the hell are Jews gonna hide? I don't know. Only time will tell what's gonna happen to them, right? Well, it doesn't matter. Just keep your nose clean, stack up your money, get your body fucking in order, get all your shit in order, so when shit does hit the fan, you'll be ready, and then we could build a future. Hopefully it's sooner than later. I don't want to be in my 60s when shit is finally popping off. But who knows? If it happens, it happens. So you guys take care of yourself, and if I do die, avenge my death. Well, goodbye.
All Americans, not only in the states most heavily affected, but in every place in this country, are rightly disturbed by the large numbers of illegal aliens entering our country. The jobs they hold might otherwise be held by citizens or legal immigrants. The public service they use impose burdens on our taxpayers. That's why our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders more, by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before, by cracking down on illegal hiring, by barring welfare benefits to illegal aliens. In the budget I will present to you, we will try to do more to speed the deportation of illegal aliens who are arrested for crimes, to better identify illegal aliens in the workplace, as recommended by the commission headed by former Congresswoman Barbara Jordan. We are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws. It is wrong and ultimately self-defeating for a nation of immigrants to permit the kind of abuse of our immigration laws we have seen in recent years, and we must do more to stop it.